Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we'd like to say good morning to each and every one. And it's Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ in Chicago, Illinois. Up early on this Wednesday, right? Yeah, it's Wednesday, pump day, and just excited about what God is doing in our lives. Good morning, Tony McGuire. Good to see you this morning. Down in Southwick Rose, good morning. How you guys doing today? Good to have you with us this morning. We are broadcasting live on our Blog Talk Radio line, Fighting Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ show. And that is broadcasting in Norway. Good morning, those in Norway, those in Canada. Good morning to those in the United Kingdom, as well as the continental United States. So just want to say good morning, or whatever time it is there where you're at, it's morning here in the USA. We want to say good morning to you, those of you who are on Facebook Live, and want you to glad that you're in, up with us. It's our prayer time. We always go to God in prayer in the morning, but one thing that's most important to me is that we allow God to talk to us, shape our minds for the day, and get us molded for where we do our spiritual setting, and then we can have a social setting, and so that we then we'll go to God and pray Him in regards to things that we're asking for. We work in collaboration with Arm and Dangerous Ministries out of Des Moines, Iowa. And so I want to say good morning to each and every one of them as well. Joseph Morgan, feel good to see you this morning. See all you guys. We're going to start reading today in Psalms 129. Psalms 129. Good morning, Alvin Davis. If you guys could share the video, appreciate it. Brother Davis, good to see you this morning, Doc. Psalms 129. Since my youth, they have often attacked me. Let Israel say, since my youth, they have often attacked me. But they have not prevailed against me. Plowmen plowed over my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the ropes of the wicked. Let all who hate Zion be driven back in disgrace. Let them be like grass on the rooftops, which withers before it grows up and can't even feel the hands of the reaper or the arms of the one who binds sheep. Then none who pass by will say, may the Lord's blessing be on you. We bless you in the name of Yahweh. Amen. Psalms 130. Good morning, Edward Carr. Good morning, cuz. How you doing this morning? You guys can share the video. Definitely would appreciate it. We're in Psalms 130. Out of the depths I call to you, Yahweh. Lord, listen to my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for help. Yahweh, if you considered sin, Lord, who could stand? I know you're right about that. If you could sin and sin, who could stand, Lord? But with you there is forgiveness, so that you may be revealed. Thank you, Jesus. I wait for Yahweh. I wait and put my hope in His word. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For there is faithful love with the Lord, and with Him is redemption in abundance. And He will redeem Israel from all its sins. Good morning, Big Joe. Good to see you, Doc. Things are well with you this morning. Psalms 131. Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not haughty. I do not get things, do not get involved with things too great or too difficult for me. Instead, I have calmed and quieted myself like a little weaned child with its mother. I am like a little child. Praise always. I see you, big girl. Good morning, Peggy Busby White. How's good to have you with us this morning. We're in Psalms 131, verse number 3. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Psalms 132. Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured, and how he swore an oath to the Lord, making a vow to the mighty one of Jacob, I will not enter my house or get into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob. Good morning, brother. Good morning, Rose. How are you today? How's everything? Good to see you guys. You guys should share the video. Definitely would appreciate it. Psalms 132, verse 6. We heard the Ark of Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Rise up, Lord. Come to your resting place. You and your powerful ark, may your priests be clothed with righteousness, and may your godly people shout for joy. Are you shouting this morning? Amen. Because of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a promise he will not abandon. I will set one of your descendants on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my decrees that I will teach them, their sons will also sit on your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his home. This is my resting place forever. I will make my home here because I have desired it. I will abundantly bless its food. I will satisfy its needy with bread. I will clothe its priests with salvation, and its godly people will shout for joy. There I will make a horn grow for David. I have prepared a lamb for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown he wears will be glorious. Good morning, Luke Patel. Hope everything's well with you, Doc. Hope your gig went very well. See you online quite a bit. I'll stop in and check you out one of these days. Psalms 133. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. It is like fine oil on the head running down on the beard, running down Aaron's beard onto his shoes. It is like the dew of Hermon falling on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has appointed the blessing, life forevermore. Amen. Psalms 134, now praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand in the Lord's house at night, lift up your hands in the holy place and praise the Lord. May the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Amen. Psalms 135, hallelujah, praise the name of Yahweh. Give praise, your servants of Yahweh, who stand in the house of Yahweh, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise Yahweh, for Yahweh is good. Sing praise to his name, for it is delightful. For Yahweh has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his treasured possession. Those of you who would like to call in, you can call in on 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. Again, you can dial in on 619-924-0767. Verse 5, for I know that Yahweh is great. Our Lord is greater than all gods. Yahweh does whatever he pleases in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the depths. He causes the clouds to rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain and brings the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. He sent signs and wonders against you, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his officials. He struck down many nations and slaughtered many kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. He gave their land as an inheritance to his people, Israel. Yahweh, your name endures forever, your reputation, Yahweh, through all generations. For Yahweh will vindicate his people and his compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear. Indeed, there is no breath in their mouths. Those who make them are just like them as they are who trust in them. House of Israel, praise Yahweh. House of Aaron, praise Yahweh. House of Levi, praise Yahweh. You who revere the Lord, praise the Lord. May the Lord be praised from Zion. He dwells in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. If you revere God, praise God. Amen. Psalms 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love is eternal. I love this doxology. He alone does great wonders. Good morning, Chubby. Hope everything's well with you, my brother. I see you, Mom. Good morning to you. You guys who share the video, we definitely appreciate it. We're in Psalms 136, verse 4. He alone does great wonders. His love is eternal. He made the heavens skillfully. His love is eternal. He spreads the lands on the waters. His love is eternal. He made the great lights. His love is eternal. Can you say that this morning in spite of whatever's listed that God does, that his love is eternal? We get that from this song. It's a chant back and forth. Tell your songs was Israel's songbook. You can see them as they sing the verse. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And the rest of them chant, his love is eternal, like the background, you know. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love is eternal. He alone, verse 4, does great works. His love is eternal. He made the heavens skillfully. His love is eternal. He spread the land on the waters. His love is eternal. He made the great lights. His love is eternal. The sun to rule by day, his love is eternal. The moon and stars to rule by night, his love is eternal. He struck the firstborn of the Egyptians, his love is eternal. And brought Israel out from among them, his love is eternal. It don't matter what God chooses to do, because he's a sovereign God, because his love is eternal, folks. Are you seeing that? Are you grasping that? Are you feeling that in your spirit? With a strong hand, verse 12, an outstretched arm, his love is eternal. He divided the Red Sea, his love is eternal. And led Israel through, his love is eternal. But hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love is eternal. Even when God has to deal with the booger bears of our lives, his love is eternal. He led his people in the wilderness. His love is eternal. He struck down great kings. His love is eternal. And slaughtered famous kings. His love is eternal. Good morning, Bishop Thaddeus Anderson. Good morning this morning, Doc. We're on Psalms 136, verse 19. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love is eternal. And Og, king of Bashan, his love is eternal. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love is eternal. An inheritance to Israel, his servant, his love is eternal. He remembered us in our humiliation, his love is eternal. And rescued us from our foes, his love is eternal. Bless you, preacher. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. He gives food to every creature. His love is eternal. Give thanks to the God of heavens. His love is eternal. Whew! When God takes care of those that are bothering you, his love is eternal. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept. When we remembered Zion, there we hung up our lyres on the poplar trees. For our captors there asked us for songs, and our tormentors for rejoicing. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the Lord's song on foreign soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem as my greatest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites said that day at Jerusalem. Destroy it. Destroy it down to its foundation. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is the one who pays you back what you have done to us. Happy is he who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rocks. Psalms 138. I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing your praise before the heavenly beings. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your constant love and constant truth. You have exalted your name and your promise above everything else. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased strength within me. All the kings of the earth will give you thanks. Lord, when they hear what you have promised, they will sing of the Lord's ways. For the Lord's glory is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he takes note of the humble, and he knows the haughty from a distance. How's your song today? Do you sing of the Lord's ways? Do you know that God's glory is great? Are you humble? Or are you haughty? He takes note of the humble. And he knows the haughty from a distance. Lord, help us with our haughtiness, so that we will have more humility. Verse 7, if I walk through the thick of danger, you will preserve my life from the anger of my enemies. you will extend your hand. Your right hand will save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Lord, your love is eternal. Do not abandon the work of your hands. Good morning, Carla Dawson. Good to have you with us this morning. Guys, coming on, if you could share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. We're in Psalms 139. Lord, you have searched me and known me. Do you know that God, in his infrared vision, knows every body cell of you, knows the amount of water that's contained within the cells. He knows your biology and he knows your psychology. He knows your physiology. And he knows your mentality. Amen. Mentality. Making up words this morning. Psalms 139. Let's go back to that first verse. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. You understand my thoughts from far away. You observe my travels and my rest. You are aware of all my ways. Thank you, Lord. Before a word is on my tongue, you know all about it, Lord. You have encircled me. You have placed your hand on me. This extraordinary knowledge is beyond me. It is lofty. I am unable to reach you. Where can I go to escape your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I live at the eastern horizon and settle at the western limits, even there your hand will lead me. Your right hand will hold on to me. I will say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night shines like the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. Lord have mercy. For it was you who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Amen, somebody. I will praise you. Talk, David. I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. How do you feel about yourself today? In spite of the bumps and bruises and aches and pains you may have, do you know that God knitted you together in your mother's womb? Do you know that you are remarkably and wonderfully made? That should do something for your psychological state. That should let you know the power of God. You are just a happenstance or somebody's Friday night glory. You were knit together in your mother's womb. And if you know the intricacy of knitting, God's the greatest knitter there is. Therefore, you need to do as David does. Praise. Look at verse 14. I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Are you amazed at what God has done with you? Your works are wonderful, and I know this very well. My bones were not hidden from you when I was made in secret. So it's Friday night glory. When I was formed in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw me when I was formless. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. Folks, you are not an afterthought. I don't care what people say or how they pat and beat their chest. You are not an afterthought. God had planned for you to be here. Read verse 18 of 139 again. Your eyes saw me when I was formless. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began. This is David speaking. This is how God deals with humankind. God, how difficult your thoughts are for me to comprehend. How vast their sum is. If I counted them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. God, if only you would kill the wicked. You ever prayed that prayer? God, if only you would kill the wicked, you bloodthirsty men. Stay away from me. Who invokes you, deceitful? Your enemies swear by you falsely. Lord, don't I hate those who hate you? Come on, David, get strong right up in here. We live in a society of people running to things that God hates and God calls abomination. But David, a man after God on high, makes a stance right here and says, Lord, don't I hate those who hate you and detest those who rebel against you? I hate them with extreme hatred. I consider them my enemies. Notice he didn't say my bosom buddies, my best friends forever. He says, I consider them my enemies. God's enemy is my enemy. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my concerns. Ooh, that gave me chills this morning. I don't know about you. But God, David's asking God to know his concerns. What are you concerned about? I didn't say worry, I said concern. Things that that come into your mind that you ponder from time to time. Look at verse 23. Search me, God. Look all through me and know my heart. Test me. Who asked the God to test him? David said, test me. Try me. You know my heart. Try me. And know my concern. See if there is any offensive way in me. Lead me in the everlasting one. Thank you for that, David. Thank you for that, Lord. Psalms 140. Rescue me, Lord, from the evil men. Keep me safe from violent men who plan evil in their hearts. They stir up wars all day long. They make their tongues as sharp as a snake's bite. Viper's venom is under their lips. Selah. Protect me, Lord, from the clutches of the wicked. Keep me safe from violent men who plan to make me stumble. The proud hide a trap with ropes for me. They spread a net along the path and set snares for me. Say, lie. Anyone got some trickery for you? Anyone setting a trap for you? I say to you, you are my God. Listen, Lord, to my cry for help. Lord God, my strong Savior, you shield my head on the day of battle. Lord, do not grant the desires of the wicked. Do not let them achieve their goals. Otherwise, they will become proud. Selah. I know you've seen that. Proud men achieve their goals. They start pounding their chest. They don't even thank God. When those who surround me rise up, verse 9, may the trouble. Their lips' calls overwhelm them. Let hot coals fall on them. Let them be thrown into the fire. into the abyss, never again to rise. Do not let a slanderer stay in the land. Let evil relentlessly hunt down a violent man. I know that the Lord upholds the just cause of the poor. I miss verse 12. I know that the Lord upholds the just cause of the poor, justice for the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name. The upright will live in your presence. Psalm 141. Lord, I call on you. Hurry to help me. Listen to my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you as incense, the rising of my hands as an evening offering. Lord, set up a guard for my mouth. Keep watching at the door of my lips. Do not let my heart turn to any evil thing or perform wicked acts with men who commit sin. Do not let me feast on their delicacies. Let the righteous one strike me. It is an act of faithful love. Let him rebuke me. It is oil for my head. Let me not refuse it. Even now, my prayer is against the evil acts of the wicked. When the rulers will be thrown off the sides of a cliff, the people will listen to my words, for they are pleasing. As when one plows and breaks up the soil, turning up rocks, so our bones have been scattered at the mouths of Sheol. But my eyes look to you, Lord God. I seek refuge in you. Do not let them die. Do not let me die. Protect me from the trap they have set for me and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord. I plead aloud to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. You've been there before? You ever been in distress? You ever just had to just pour out what's going on with you? Maybe you have some sickness and pain is overbearing. Maybe you're dealing with death in your family or death in your inner circle, and you're just crying out to the Lord. Maybe you're just your soul has been vexed. Your righteous indignation has been vexed. You just cry out aloud to the Lord. David says, I cry aloud to the Lord. I plead aloud to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. I reveal my trouble to him. Although my spirit is weak within me, you know my way. Along this path I travel, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. No one stands up for me. There is no refuge for me. No one cares about me. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my shelter, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am very weak. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Free me from prison, so that I can praise your name. Lord, I love that right there. Because all prisoners are not behind iron bars. As our motto here at the Golgotha Church of Christ, we're fighting an incarcerated mind with the incarnated Christ. Verse 7, I had to mark that. Free me from prison, so that I can praise your name. Yes. Thank you, Lord. The righteous will gather around me because you deal generously with me. David, you're strong this morning. Psalm 143, Lord, hear my prayer. In your faithfulness, listen to my plea. And in your righteousness, answer me. Do not bring your servant into just judgment, for no one alive is righteous in your sight. For the enemy has pursued me, crushing me to the ground, making me live in darkness like those long dead. My spirit is weak within me. My heart is overcome with dismay. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all you have done. I reflect on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. I am parched. I am like parched land before you. Selah. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit falls. Do not hide your face from me, for I will be like those going down to the pit. Let me experience your faithful love in the morning, for I trust in you. Reveal to me the way I should go, because I long for you. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord. I come to you for protection. Teach me to do your will. For you are my God. May your gracious spirit lead me on level ground. Amen. Because of your name, Yahweh, let me live. In your righteousness, deliver me from trouble. And in your faithful love, destroy my enemies. Wipe out all of those who attack me, for I am your servant. Psalm 144. May the Lord, my rock, be praised, who trains my hands for battle and my fingers for warfare. He is my faithful love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer. He is my shield, and I take refuge in him. He subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you care for him? The son of man that you think on him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Lord, part your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains and they smoke. Flash your lightning and scatter the foe. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down from heaven. Rescue me from deep waters and set me free from the grasp of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies, whose right hands are deceptive. Know anyone like that? Well, the scripture just points it out. And then you start to see people and faces and things and situations. Lord, I will sing a new song to you. I will play on a 10-string harp for you. Come on, David. The one who gives victory to kings, who frees his servant David from the deadly sword. Set me free and rescue me from the grasp of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies, whose right hands are deceptive. Then our sons will be like plants, nurtured in their youth. Our daughters like corner pillars that are carved in palace style. Our storehouses will be full, supplying all kinds of produce. Our flocks will increase by thousands and tens of thousands in the open field. Our cattle will be well fed. There will be no breach in the walls, no going into captivity, and no cry of lament in our public squares. Happy are the people with such blessings. Happy are the people whose God is Yahweh. Amen. Amen, somebody. Psalms 135. I exalt you, my God, the King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. I will honor your name forever and ever. Yahweh is great and is highly praised. Good morning, brother family.
Hey,
all right, baby. Have a good day today. My wife on her way to work, y'all. Keep her in prayer. Yahweh is great and highly praised. Psalm 146, verse number 3. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. I will speak of your splendor and glorious majesty and your wonderful works. They will proclaim the power of your awe-inspiring acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will give a testimony of your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests on all he has made. All you have made will thank you, Lord. The godly will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and will declare your might, informing all people of your mighty acts and of the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule is for all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his actions. The Lord helps all who fall. Somebody needs to highlight that, because all encompasses all. We serve a sovereign God that reigns on the just and the unjust. And there is no help if God don't help you. The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. Look at this provider. Look at this encourager. Look at this uplifter. Oh, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Go back to verse 14. I just got to have that again. The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. Our eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and gracious in all his acts. The Lord is near all who call out to him, all who call out to him with integrity. How do you call out to God? What is your integrity? What is your moral stance? The Lord is near all who call out to him. All who call out to him with integrity. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry to help and save them. The Lord guards all those who love him, but he destroys all the wicked. My mouth will declare Yahweh's praise. Let every living thing praise his holy name forever and ever. Psalms 146. Hallelujah. Woo! The word of highest praise. Hallelujah. My soul praise the Lord. You know we serve a compassionate God. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing to my God as long as I live. Do not trust in nobles, in man who cannot save. When his breath leaves him, he returns to the ground. On that day, his plans die. Happy is the one whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever, executing justice for the exploited and giving food to the hungry. You ever been exploited? God will execute justice for you. Amen. And give food to the hungry. The Lord frees prisoners. I love that. The Lord opens his eyes of the opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up those who are oppressed. The Lord loves the righteous. Now, preacher, I hear you, Mama. I hear you this morning. Deep. I know this is your song right here. I know this is you right here. Well, I went back to verse number. Let's just go right back to verse number one. Hallelujah, my soul praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord all of my life. I will sing of my God as long as I live. That's your mantra, Mom. That's your mantra. Always has been. 50 plus years of dedicated service. And beyond. I was thinking of you when I read that. Lord have mercy. Let's just go back and read Psalm 146 again. I'm just full right now. Y'all have to forgive me, but I'm not apologizing for the spirit that God has given me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My soul praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing of my God as long as I live. Folks are leaving here, young folks. Life is but a vapor. So as long as you're given the opportunity, sing about God. Allow God to continue to extend your life every day, every hour, every moment, every nanosecond. Verse 3, do not trust in nobles, in man who cannot sing. When his breath leaves him, he returns to the ground. On that day, his plans die. Happy is the one whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. Yes, I see you, Mom. The maker of heaven and earth. The sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever, executing justice for the exploited and giving food to the hungry. The Lord frees prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up those who are oppressed. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord protects foreigners and helps the fatherless and the widow. That's a compassionate God. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. Do you see that? All the good God does, all the positive God does, all the protecting and providing and the freeing and the opening up and the raising up and the and then he frustrates the ways of the wicked. That would tell me I would not want to be wicked. I want to get rid of wickedness that I find myself entangled in so that I can be on the A side of God, on the right side, and not be a goat. The Lord reigns forever, verse 10. Zion, your God reigns for all generations. Hallelujah. Love this. Verse 1, Psalms 147. There it goes again. Hallelujah. Highest praise. How good it is to sing to our God. For praise is pleasant and lovely. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He gathers Israel's exiled people. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars and gives names to all of them. The Lord is great, vast in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord helps the afflicted and brings out the wicked to the ground. Good morning, Brother Ron. Good to see you, Doc. Hope everything went well. I know you preached there over at Lauderdale this past week, man. Getting your expanding your territory. Praise God for you, man. We're in Psalms 147. Again, those that are coming on, if you could share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. Psalms 147, verse 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Play the lyre to our God, who covers the sky with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, and causes grass to grow on the hills. He provides the animals with their food and the young ravens what to cry for. He is not impressed by the strength of a horse. He does not value the power of a man. The Lord values those who fear him. Do you see that? It doesn't impress me what you run around with. That impressed you with your power. God, listen, look at verse 10. The Lord is not impressed by the strength of a horse. He created the horse. He knows how strong the horse is. That's what the horse is made of. With your talents and with your gifts. God, that doesn't impress God. He is not impressed by the power of the horse. He does not value the power of a man. The Lord values those who fear him. That word fear is not scared, that means reverence. I'd be scared not to revere God. The Lord values those who fear him, those who put their hope in his faithful love. Exalt the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your children within you. He endows your territory with prosperity. He satisfies you with the finest wheat. He sends his command throughout the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads snow like wool. Come on, Lord. We're about to experience that in Chicago fairly soon. Get ready. God's going to spread snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. Yes, he does. Look at this. Look at this. The parallelism. Look at the symmetry here. He spreads snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He throws his hailstones like crumbs. Who can understand his cold? He sends his word and melts them. He unleashes his winds and the waters flow. Look at the power of God. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He has not done this for any nation. They do not know his judgments. Hallelujah. Psalms 148, we're going all the way through today, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining things. Praise him, heaven, the highest heavens, all and the waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in position forever and ever. He gave an order that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, all sea monsters and ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and cloud, powerful wind that executes his command. You see that? When the winds start to do what they do, they execute the command of the Lord. So I start to think about hurricanes and cyclones and tornadoes and all these powerful things that take place. They're executing God's word. God does everything for a reason and with purpose. We don't have to understand it. He's a sovereign God. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creatures that crawl and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, young men as well as young women, old and young together, let them praise the name of Yahweh. Are you praising him today? Certainly you're in one of those categories. You're either young man or woman, or you're old man or woman. You may have the position of prince, judge, king, or animal. Lord have mercy. But whatever you are, whatever God's created you to be, praise the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His majesty covers heaven and earth. Yes, it does. He has raised up a horn for his people, resulting in praise to all his godly ones, to the Israelites, the people close to him. Hallelujah. Psalm 149, we're going all the way today. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel celebrate its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and lyre. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. Good morning, Max. Blue Max, out there in Pennsylvania. Good to have you, Doc. Well, Psalms 139, verse 4. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly celebrate in triumphal glory. Let them shout for joy on their lips. Let the exaltation of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, inflicting vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, binding their kings with chains and their dignitaries with iron shackles, carrying out the judgment decreed against them. This honor is for all his godly people. Hallelujah. And to close the book of Psalms, Psalms 150. It starts once again with the greatest praise. Hallelujah. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful acts. Praise him for his abundant grace. Praise him with the trumpet blast. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with flute and strings. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, this has been a triumphal march. They've been shouting hallelujah since to Psalm 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150. It's like a marching prince. Giving an end, talking about the greatness of God. Talking about how God is compassionate, how he helps those in stress, those that cry out, how he restores Jerusalem. Whew! We have read this morning Psalms 129 through Psalms 150. May the Lord have the blessing to the hearers and more so the doers of his word. See, this is a call to action. This is why we read God's word in the morning, to set the tone for our day before we interact with anybody else. God will keep you from going postal. He will keep you from road rage. He will keep you from clowning. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you for your word on the pages of this prayer. It's prayer time. Prayer time. Those of you who want to call in, you can call in on 619-924-0767, and we'll take your prayer requests directly. Or you can type it in on Facebook Live as well, and type it in as a message, and we will grant that accordingly. It's prayer time. Let us go to God in prayer. Merciful Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we give honor and grace today, thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for who you are and what you do, and we just thank you, God, for being a great God, for besides you, there is no other. Father, thank you for waking us this morning. Thank you for feeding us this morning. The protein of your word, the best protein shake we could ever have, comes from the word of God. Feeds our temporal lobes of our brain, where we make the intent and decision that gives the things that we need so that we will be healthy, as it signals the rest of the body to act. Controls our tongue, controls our walk, controls what we put our hands on, controls our eyes and what we look at. Thank you, Father, for feeding us today so that everything we do will be pleasing to you. Coming to you today in regards to feeble souls, and ask you to continue to bless and keep us and strengthen us in ways we really stand in need of. Father, we're praying for Tony McGuire this morning. Ask you to bless Tony and strengthen him where he stands in need of. Praying for Denise Southwick Rose, my schoolmate. Ask you to bless her and keep her in ways she stands in need of. Be with their families. Be with the people they come in contact with. Be with their lineage. Continue to give them the advantage and continue to have them look to the hills for what cometh their help. For the help must come from thee. Praying this morning for Joseph Morganfield and my cousin Edward Carr, Father, I ask you to bless them and keep them, strengthen them in powerful ways, help them in the ways in which they walk, Father. Be with them in the ways in which they converse with other people, Father. Do not allow wickedness to seep in, but allow righteousness to bind them. Father, we're praying this morning for Big Joe. As you be with Big Joe and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. Big Joe Thomas, friend of mine for ever since my existence in Chicago. Been a member of the Mike Peavy Band since we were back playing at Coco Taylor's on Division Street way back in the day. Been through a lot of stuff, Father. They didn't know him then. We knew him as Cujo back then, but they don't know the new Joe. And we ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him on this path, Father. Every morning he's up praising. Every morning he's talking to people about who you are. They don't understand. And sometimes I have to pinch it for him and tell them, you don't know, he's a changed man. Things he used to do, he don't do no more. Things he used to get caught up in, he don't do no more. Father, we ask you to bless his health. But we know that it's a daily walk, it's a struggle. And we still work on things. But we're striving to be more mature, more perfected in the ways you have asked you to be with him, Father. You've granted his request to be with his son, to be able to teach his son while he has time here on this earth, Father. You've granted that request. And him and his mini-me, little Joshua, Yahshua, Father, I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him the way they stand in need of. It's always good to see pictures of them together and wearing sunglasses like Men in Black and finding out who's the coolest and probing and asking questions and just enjoying innocent time with his son, feeding his son what he needs to, that he will, like a man needs to be, take their children and train them in the way that they can be. Father, I'm so proud of him. I ask you to continue to be with him. Allow him to stay in the Word, where he not only has read the Word, but he has surrendered to the gospel call, and we baptized him. I thank you, Father, for allowing, using me to be able to baptize both my bass player and my drummer of over 30 years. Terry has gone home now, but Joe is still here with us. And I'm just thankful, Father, for the connection that we've always had. Praying for Sister Peggy Busby Wright this morning, Father. I ask you to bless her and keep her, strengthen her way she stands in need of. Continue to wrap your loving arms around her. Continue to allow her to shout and to do the things that she does, that she stays centered in your word. Father, we're praying for Luke Pytel this morning, Father. I ask you to be with him and strengthen him where he stands in need of. He's in the fiery furnace on the band trail, Father, and he's sharing as much as he can, Father. I'm asking you to continue to strengthen him and give him the power to continue to, through his music, be able to communicate your goodness with others. There's a difference about, there's one thing to play the blues, it's another thing to live the blues. So, Father, I'm praying that you bring good news and not blues out of moments. Praying for Thaddeus, Bishop Thaddeus Anderson this morning. Ask you to be with him, strengthen him in ways that you know he really stands in need of. Father, just ask you to continue to deal with his influence and allow his influence to stay centered with you. Everyone who dons the pulpit, Father, ain't preaching about you. They ain't preaching the pulpit. They ain't preaching the truth. They're not allowing the truth of your word to come through. Allow us to hide behind the mountain so that we can be centered in you. Allow truth to permeate and to beam out and every man be a liar. I'm asking you, Father, continue to bless his life and strengthen him and appreciating the camaraderie that we're finding even through cyberspace, that we'll be able to continue to share with one another. Prayer for Carly Dawson this morning, James Finley and Sister Finley this morning. I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of, Father. Continue to wrap your loving arms around them and expand them. Be with their health. Be with the work of their hands. Father, allow them to share your love with others day in and day out. Praying for Ron Selvidge this morning. Father, I ask you to be with Ron to strengthen him as he's holding the hands up of Brother Robert Turner at the Monroe Street Church of Christ. I ask you to continue to be with him and strengthen him in the way he stands in need of. Ron is training for the ministry. And Father, we ask that you allow him to see things in Scripture that he's never saw before. Don't scare him. Allow him to be engulfed in the Word. Wrap the Word up like a blanket. Eat the Word so that the Word will pour out of the very sweat holes that he preaches. Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen him and continue to have him centered in your Word. Be with his family, where everyone's growing up. Be with his mother. Be with his sisters and all his family. Praying for Chris Holder this morning. ask you to be with Chris, strengthen in the way stand in need of. Ask you to continue to bless and keep her in all walks of life. Ask you to continue to help him in the way in which you know that Chris stands in need of, that he continues to look to the hills and look coming to him. Glad he's able to watch this morning, Father. I'm glad he's a lover of the word. Father, I'm asking you to continue to be with him and strengthen him and allow the word to continue to stand strong. And I'm always praying for my mother. I'm always praying for my mother. One of my biggest cheerleaders has always been from the beginning to even now. Father, I'm asking you to bless her and keep her in ways she stands in need of. Be with her strength, be with her health. Father, be with her mind. You give us the advantage in many areas, but sometimes little things bother us. Let us understand that you are that your angels are the only paparazzi that matters. And Father, we ask you to continue to be with us and to lift us up high. For man may or may not exalt us, you have already elevated us. And Father, continue to give us the advantage even here on earth that we can do things that will help ministry, that we can utilize various things that will help us in ministry to move forward. But don't allow us to dismiss or demise our emotions. Allow our emotions to stay with me. Father, praying for my brothers, Tyrone, Darnell, Mose, Damien, ask you to be with them and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. My sisters, Shanice and Shawan, and all their families in general, continue to be with them accordingly. Pray for my Aunt Sandra, my Aunt Tanya this morning, Cousin Daryl, and his new wife, Jody, and all their children, Cousin Wee, and Cousin Lachelle, and just all of them. Father, be with our families in the way they stand in need of. I always pray for my sisters, Lois and Phyllis. Spoke to Lois yesterday. She's doing a little bit better, a little tired, but she's getting stronger. Setting up most of the day. I thank you for that, Father. Allow her body to heal. Allow her physical therapy to come through. Ask you, Father, be with my sister Phyllis. You'd be tired, running back and forth, but she's hanging on in there. And the rest of my family is accordingly. Be with them and strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Father, I'm getting to my prayer list here today. And didn't have it. Rosalind Redmond, Father, I see is on with us. Father, I ask you to be with Sister Redmond, bless her and keep her in ways she stands in need of. Good to see you, sis. Good to have you with us this morning. Father, we're praying for Philippia Hurley today and Latanya Sugarlips Shields Turner. Praying for Corey Dennison and Mike Wheeler and the Mike Wheeler Band. Ask you to bless them all and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. LaWanda Denise Troutman, Denell, and Mary Barton. Special prayer this morning, Father, for Pamela Fox, who's going to be having cataract surgery. Father, we ask you to be with her and strengthen her in ways you know she readily stands in need of. Good to see Michael Arnold up this morning. Good to see you, preacher. Ask you to be with him and his family, strengthen them in ways they stand in need of, Father. Allow him to continue to stand boldly, proclaiming the word of God to everyone he speaks to, whether it's in the gym or at work or whether it's at the church house. Father, I ask you to continue to allow him to generate great examples and be with his children as they've grown up and doing great things. Be with his wife, Keon, and with his mother and all of them. Continue to bless them all in ways they really stand in need of. Crown his head, not only in righteousness, but crown his head with aptitude to be able to have the advantage as he speaks to you. People high and low. Father, we're praying today for Jonathan Cardenega, Mimi Ramirez, Rhonda Hamburg, and the Hamburg family. Praying for Harry Hall and Mary Hall and Catherine and Gladys. We ask you to be with them and bless them all in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Paula Saunders and Trisha Johnson and Robert Opinalek, Michael and Wilke and Nash Esther, Terry Cooper, and Paula Zimes. Wiley Shanes, Nellie Remsen, Reginald Rudis, Larry Young, Bonnie Seale, Beverly McQuarrie, Janice Cowan Perkins, Linda Williams, Judy Julie Rigger Rossi. Father, I ask you to bless them and keep them in whatever ways they stand in need of. Praying for Arthur Ellis and Doris Arnold and for Charles Barber and Millicent Miller this morning, Father. I'm praying for Rochelle and Tony Bosley, Cheryl Paul, Kathy Hunt. Father, praying for Katie Rogers this morning. Praying for the Hastings this morning, Becky Hastings, praying for her health. And for her daughter, Melissa Hastings, praying for her health, that it will continue to stand strong. Also praying for Sarah and Jim Hastings. Praying for my good friend, Dennis Mann. Hope to see him when I'm in town. Praying for Danielle Bowles and Kevin Bowles, the entire Bowles family. Vince Aguada and his wife and his son. And praying for Sharon Jenkins Wells and James Brooks. Brenda White, Michelle Gant, Henry Walker, Elroy Leach Jr., Elroy Leach Sr., and their families respectively. Praying for Carol Leach as she continues to be with her in her health. Praying for Christy Weston and Tonya Tandia Hall and Billy Joe Croft and Terry Hendrickson, Thomas Boston. Praying for Bishop Lloyd Lockett and Edwan Edwards and Evelyn Harvey and Michelle Carter, D.C. Williams and Tonya Williams and Tracy Oates and her mother. Praying for Grace Robinson and Candido Matadios, Dolores Stewart Johnson and Gladys Gardner Turner. Praying for Sheila Thomas and for Andreas Estead. As you to be with Brother Stead and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. Just, I think today is the day that they're going to be burying or cremating his mother. So, Father, I'm asking you just to be with them and strengthen them where they stand in need to be with their family in a very powerful way. Prayer for Daniel Zapena Sr. and Dolores Jordan, Mom Dolores Jordan, and Kathy Parthen Allen this morning, Father. Prayer for Leon Kennedy and Christopher Chestnut, Joseph Morganfield, and Mom Linda Pinson, and the entire Pinson family, the Jefferson family, the Anthony family, as you bless them in ways they stand in need of, Patrick and Jazz and his family, praying for Angie and LaDasia, as you bless them and keep them in ways that they really stand in need of. Praying for Sister Alice and D'Angelo, and Savannah, Rashonda, and Lil DJ. Bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. Praying for Felix, who's going to be having hip surgery next week, Father. I ask you to be with him, strengthen him, and take care of him. I think it's a week from today. Praying also for Skirky and for Irv and Paul. Praying for Mary Walker and praying for Mary Floyd. Bless them in ways they really stand in need of. Praying a special prayer today for my daughters, Nicole and Juanita. I ask you to bless them and keep them. Lois and Phyllis and Betty and all of them. Praying for Sister Holly this morning. Good morning. Good to see you, Sister Sandra Holly. I ask you to bless her and keep her proud extraordinaire. Strengthen her in the ways and use her creative mind to be able to bless others through the pen and the words of inspiration. Father, prayer for Tay Wooden this morning and Daniel Carter and Terry Hind and Manuel Jonathan Sr. Prayer for Elisa Lily Speed and for Mario Williams and Steve Carter and Floyd Barnes. Prayer for the health of Kiki Mackenzie Alexander. Bless her and keep her away she stands in need of. Prayer for Tina Carrillo and Anna Marie Maxwell, Father. Bless them today. Prayer for Brenda Gotchett this morning and Melvin Smith, Darlene Shaw, Eddie Van Shaw, bless them and keep them. Carl Davis and Andrew McCautry. Praying for Grace Robinson, for Floyd Barnes, for the entire Flowers family, for Neil Lopez and BJ Lopez and the Maywood congregation. Praying for Sister Griffin and the 51st Street congregation. Praying for Brother and Sister Eddie Gillis. Praying for Patrick and Deidre English. Praying for Christella Jones and Will Crosby this morning. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Ishmael and Herb Walker this morning, Father. Praying for Marissa Burrell and Art and Marcy Raybon and Jordan Raybon and the entire Raybon family, Father. Praying for Maurice Gardner, being with him and his wife, Susan. Strengthen them and all their children accordingly, Father. Bless them the way they stand in need of. I think Snake's on the road right now. Father, give them traveling grace. Prayer for Kathy and Woody Hunt this morning. Donna Morrison, for Zane Gideon and her husband Roger. Bless them and keep them away. They stand in need of. Prayer for my good friend Roy Joseph Chubby Carey. They ask you to be with them and strengthen them. Is his brother Dickie Troy. Bless him in ways they stand in need of in the Bayou Swamp Band. Prayer for Carita Morgan and Wilbur Cook this morning, Cheryl Gillian this morning. Prayer for Melanie Brown and Julian Brown and Steve Bell and Luke Miles Sr., Luke Miles Jr., who just had a birthday, Father. Bless him and keep him. His wife, Kim, be with her in ways she really stands in need of and the entire Miles family, Father. Praying for Mom Miles, or Pure Miles, 90-some years old, Father. We're just so thankful for her. Actually, continue to be with her. Keep her rolling on. Praying for Elnora Peavy this morning, and Daniel's affair, and Jody's affair. They're looking real forward seeing them, Father. I actually be with Alvin Davis and Andre Hogsett, Portia Thompson, Leanne Johnson, George and Margie Shade, Virgo Queen, Daryl DeBerry, Father, Andre Marshall, Elizabeth Williams, Eugene Carter, Eddie Lee Brown, Sarah Edwards, and Sharon Vasquez. Pray for Brenda Butler today, Father. Pray for Sean Craig Dean and Lucinda McClendon. I ask you to bless them and keep them away as they stand in need of, Father. Pray for Pat Haynes Ford this morning, for Ruth Rye, for Zola Upchurch, and Dwayne Anderson, John Thomas this morning. Pray for Mary Myers Love and Vincent Mahan today, Father. I should be with her. But praying for Dante and the entire Channel family, Father. Bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. Praying for the Sims, Lawrence Sims, Senior Lawrence Sims II, and Mom Sims. Bless them where they stand in need of. Praying for Mom Lugo this morning, Father. I should be with her, strengthen her, be with her health. Father, that as she's still inflicting us, dealing with some pain, Father, we should be with her, strengthen her where she stands in need of. Be with Pop Lugo, if they're down in Texas right now, Father. And ask you just to be with them and strengthen them and give them traveling grace as they travel home on Friday. Praying for my auntie Sandra Peavy and my auntie Tanya Peavy and all their lineage accordingly. Praying for Janet Williams and Katrina Casey, Jeanette Newery. Praying for Donna Mendenhall and Terry Hendrickson, James Gann and Alicia Gann, the entire Gann family. Praying for Catherine Lewis and Phyllis Brown, LaShelle Brown, and Paula Saunders, and James Robinson, and Lisa July, John Fitzgerald Austin. Praying for them this morning, Father. I ask you to be with prayer for Sharon Baker, and I ask you to be with them, Preston Sellers, Jonas Ross Jr., Nick Conti, Connie Hunter, Philip Henderson. Father, I ask you to pray for Francine Sneed, and Stowell Foley. Father, praying for Vanessa Edwards Jones, and Michelle Jordan. Praying for Carmen Winters and Justina Giggers this morning, for Janet Moss, Sheila Thompson, Randy Cole Sims, and Debbie Sims. Bless them in ways they stand in need of. Melissa McGraw, Father James Mitchell Skates, Tanika Mack Manning, praying for Janice Carter, Biddy Pruitt, Paula Marie Schmidt, Father, praying for Robin Bryant and Jay Miles, Michelle Jordan, Will Collins, and his mother Gigi, praying for Tanya Wesby and Bonisa Owens, Gerald McClendon, praying for Michelle McClendon, and praying for Marcella Wooders and Ernest Lemon and the entire Lemon family, praying for Jania, Linnea Jacobson, Arthur Davis, Pastor Liz Wade, Father. I ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of. Also, special prayer for Leon Johnson, Diane Abel, Janet Williams, Lloyd Williams, Lamont Sampson, Holly Barnes, and mothers also, as you be with her as well. Praying for Tangia Wiggins, and Jeff Burton, J.B. Payne, Lincoln Bochat, Harmonica Bow, praying for Carolyn Dean, and the Lyles family, Chauncey Lyles, Sophia Lyles, Gloria Lewis, Poole Lauren, Mary Mazie, Michelle, Jerry and Larry Lee, praying for Melanie Brown and Floyd Tyrone Brutus, Brenda Butler, praying for Brian Dawson and Eugene Thornton, Mark Dearden, Eddie Mears and their family. His mom, Marie Mears, praying for her as well, Father. Praying for Marion Lampkin and Billy Lovelady, praying for Brenda Day Wilson and Broderick Day and and Brian Day and Breon Day and the entire Day family. Praying for Dwan Carter, Carlos Johnson, and for Paula Zines. Special prayer for Carl Lethersby, as to be with him in his health. Father, praying for Billy Branch and for my stepfather, Rose Moses Runes Jr., and praying for Calvin Skip Gaston this morning. Father, if that's not enough, for praying for all those that I did not cover. Ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. And before I close out, I pray for my wife. Ask you to be with her and bless her even through her day down at City Hall. Father, I ask you to be with the city of Chicago as the teachers are getting ready, looking like they're getting ready to strike. Father, they'll be able to come to an agreement at some point in time, a time that you know of, that they'll be able to make sure that the kids that are learning do not take a step back. Father, we're just praying that you are God above all, and in spite of us, your love is eternal. We love you. We adore you on this morning. Father, allow us to correct us from the wrong, build us up when we're weak, and strengthen us when we've been torn down. And all these prayers we ask in Jesus' holy and divine name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Do something for somebody they can't repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and then crucify. Good morning. You guys have a great day. Good morning, your majesty.